Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 174, for Sunday, August 13th, 2017, and day 13 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And I thought I would roll into yesterday's description of console gaming tonight and talk a little bit about PC gaming. I'm not going to, it's a Dog Days episode. I'm not going to, and I already make these way longer than they should be. So I'm going to try and like shorten it up. So I'm going to focus on MMOs, or as we used to say back in the day, MMORPGs, massively multiplayer online role-playing games. I avoided the earliest ones. I had friends who played EverQuest. Back in the day when it was called Evercrack, and that was long ago. That was 2001, 2002. That's, you know, years and years and years ago that I had friends who thought of it that way, and I avoided that. And I actually, I don't remember what I played, but I ended up playing World of Warcraft, because, you know, I know what I was confusing. I had friends, even though they were talking about EverQuest as Evercrack, but we're playing Ultima Online, because that's what was, I knew there was something, there was another, they were playing Ultima Online, and, oh man, I mean, that was a cool game, because it was Ultima looking, but UI-wise, it was rough, and though EverQuest at the time was rough, they played all those games, and I played EverQuest for a short amount of time, but then I started playing World of Warcraft. And I had friends that were in the beta for World of Warcraft. So I know a whole bunch about it. I talked to them all the time about it. I was fascinated by the notion of it. I didn't actually not start playing it until Burning Crusade, until the first expansion. And I didn't really start playing it a lot until Charlotte and I started playing together. That was during it was past Burning Crusade, so now I can't remember. Northern. I can't believe I can't remember this. But the before Cataclysm, good Lord. I remember every, now that I'm talking about it, I can remember every expansion's name, except for the expansion that we started in. Anyway, the expansion, the North Wind King, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. So we started playing in Northrend. I remember the name of it. The Lich King. thank you. Good Lord. So we started playing in Northrend in the Lich King expansion. And we have always been pretty casual. Well, for years and years, we were casual players. We never caught up to the level cap while we were playing World of Warcraft. We're always close. We were always fairly close, but we never got to we get reset. And then recently, you know, there's always been this option to like, oh, you can buff yourself up to, you know, if we're at 82, you can buff yourself up to 90 or 100 or whatever it is, which we've never taken advantage of. Oh, and World of Warcraft is not the only game that we have played or I have played. PC-wise, I have played, a pretty large number of games. I enjoyed them. I played several MMOs. I played EVE Online, which is another MMO style game. It's a science fiction game. A lot of people call it spreadsheets in space, because in one way that you can play it, you're basically all you're doing is just messing with what's in effect a spreadsheet. It's very trading oriented. And if you like hang out at one of the trading hubs, all you're really don't have any danger to you. It's actually a pretty dangerous game. EVE Online is a game where you can be killed by pretty much anybody. There are factions and there are alliances and all that stuff. But all that stuff can be broken and like can trick you. And in fact, there have been huge stories. And it's part of the reason years and years ago, I think I've been playing this off and on. I've never played it for more than probably 6 months at a stretch. Most time, 2 or 3 months at a stretch. But there have been, for the past at least 10 years, there have been these stories about how people get, hosed by worming their, like, they're involved in some sort of, alliance. It's called a corporation usually in EVE, and somebody worms their way into the corporation and like winds their way over time until they're like a fairly powerful person in the corporation, and they can, manage assets, and they can kick people in and keep people out, and they shank the whole corporation and they just destroy it from inside in one evening, and cost. Well, and the interesting thing about EVE Online is that there is a way money within EVE Online is directly convertible both ways. Both you can make EVE Online money into real world money, and you can make real world money into EVE Online money. That's not the case with every game. There are games where you can make real world money into game money, but you can't go the other way. But EVE Online actually lets you take real world money and make it into, in effect, real world money. What they actually let you do is you make in game money into 30 day play options for EVE Online, which people will pay real world money for. So you're one step away. It's indirect, but you're there. And if you calculate the value based on real world money of some of these, things that occurred in EVE, it could be $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000. It's crazy. It's a huge amount of money. So, and to me, that's part of the reason that the game is interesting, just as because, and then the other interesting thing about EVE in particular, there are tons of console games I play, like a lot, but EVE is an MMO, so it's massively multiplayer, and it's what's called single sharded. I have talked about this before, I know, in Dog Days, but oh well. And we're 9 minutes in, so we're okay. It's what's called single sharded, which means there's only one universe. There's not a lot of games. What they do to handle large amounts of players is they basically duplicate the universe, or they duplicate like small parts of the universe. And like you go to a particular place and there's actually five. If you go to like the capital of the republic that everybody's in charge of, and as soon as that capital gets so busy that there are too many people in it, they will duplicate it and create another copy of the Capitol. And in a lot of instances, that doesn't really matter, right? But Eve, like I said, is very economics-based. You buy and sell things, and at the end of the day, the money that you make inside Eve, you can conceivably take outside of Eve. So having multiple, so like for example, the place that's the busiest in the entire universe is the economic hub. It's called Jeddah. The economics hub of the galaxy, universe, whatever you want to call it. I understand the difference in all of them. It's very vague within Eve. So having a copy of the economics hub would be problematic in terms of having, a decent market for things. So they don't have that. Eve is literally one, basically every, so there's multiple solar systems in this, galaxy, solar, it's bigger than a solar system, smaller than a galaxy, whatever it is. Within this set of star systems, each individual solar system runs on its own set of servers. Now, and sometimes that's only one server, and then sometimes if they know there's going to be a big fight in that that system, they will allocate multiple servers, and they're getting better and better at that, at being able to like push multiple like computer servers in our world into this virtual world and say, okay, when this virtual world has 2,000 pilots in it and they have 2,000 person battles, it's not even that uncommon in Eve, within a particular system, they'll push multiple computer servers into that system to handle that load. But so the interesting thing about Eve is if you have a character in Eve, I have a character in Eve, and if you have a character in Eve, we are in the same universe. We could conceivably drive our characters through the same moon of the same, planet of the same star, and there's no other option. We would be in the same place. We could talk to each other. Most games are not like that. I mean, even World of Warcraft has multiple, they have, in effect, multiple universes, multiple instances of the entire world. When you choose to create a character in a place, you create it in a particular, like, universe, in effect. And there could be other characters that are in the exact same place as you, but they're in a different universe and you would never see them. Whereas that is not how Eve works. Eve is a single universe. And that helps it very much from that economic standpoint. So, it's kind of a weird game, but, it's pretty cool. Actually, like, and it's a game I play off and on. And in fact, I have a 30-day pass that I bought for, it wasn't a Groupon discount, but it was a Groupon-like discount. But a 30-day pass and a whole bunch of, like, stuff for my character and all that sort of thing. It's like, I've had an Eve character since, like, 2004. And I play it for, like, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months at a time. And then I stop for, like, a year. And then I don't play again, blah, 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 blah. And I have a 30-day pass for the game. That also includes a whole bunch of other bonus stuff that I haven't logged in with yet. I need to do that soon. So I definitely need to do that. So that's it for today. That's so Eve Online or console game or not even console, PC games in general, like MMOs. More than MMOs. I could go back to PC console games at some point, but those MMOs like World of Warcraft and Eve are two of my favorites. So that's it for tonight. This has been Ken Zord's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzord.com. Most of my social links are there. If you want to email me, it's kkennedy@kenzord.com. Otherwise, everything else is at kenzord.com. You know, everything from GitHub to Instagram to Facebook to Google Plus to Twitter. It's all there. And if you need to get a hold of me directly, it's probably kkennedy@kenzard.com. Email address is the best way. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, United States. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye.